Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight. An NFL Draft Bible.com exclusive.
Welcome to the Player Spotlight. I'm your host, Robert Brewer, a.k.a. Football Rob. Today, we are talking with Darrell Smith of Syracuse University. The middle linebacker just completed his senior season. Darrell, how's it going, buddy?
How's it going, man?
Going pretty well. So, first thing I've got to ask you, being that you're coming from Syracuse, you've got to be a big hoops fan, right? You're definitely up on the whole Syracuse basketball program, aren't you?
I am, Ron. I can't believe that we dropped these last couple games, but I got faith in them, man. I got faith.
Well, I went to St. John's, so definitely you've got to be nervous that the Red Storm is coming, and I think we're going to knock you guys out of the tournament.
We'll see about that, man.
Also, I know that he only played there for about half a semester or so, but Carmelo Anthony's been in the news recently. What's your take on that whole situation? Where do you think Melo's going to end up?
I'm not really sure. It sounds like the Knicks and the Nets were after him, but after the last couple of weeks, I can't even tell you. But I just pray for him, hope for the best for him. And wherever he ends up, I'm sure that he'll continue to do as he's been for the last couple of years.
Definitely. Excellent player. Going to be interested to see where he winds up. Were you a Knicks fan growing up, or who was your favorite basketball team?
Oh, no, not at all. I actually grew up in Philadelphia, so I'm a Sixers fan until I die, man.
Well, you're dying right now, aren't you?
I am.
Well, that's too bad. But, hey, you had some great players. You know, Allen Iverson, of course, and you definitely you had your run, but I think your run is over now. Going to football now, because obviously that's what we really want to talk about. Steelers Packers. Here's your chance to be an NFL analyst. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl and why?
It's going to be a heck of a game, but they say defense wins championships, so I'm gonna have to go with the Steelers. They throw some things out there that will be confusing to anybody. So I think that that just the veteran leadership and just all of the veteran players they have and the people that went to the Super Bowl already, I think that they got a good chance of winning it.
I totally agree with that pick there, Darrell. And like you mentioned, they have a defense that can confuse the heck out of you. And I'm not a football player, Darrell. I'm just a fan watching the game, and I have no idea where the blitz is coming from, who's dropping into coverage, who's coming. So you being a defensive player, when you watch the Steelers play defense, do they confuse you as well?
They confuse me a lot, man. I have trouble thinking about who's coming because they have the safeties just roaming around the field every play. Then they'll have one down line with one hand down and the other one with the hand up. So it's just, if I was a quarterback, I would hate to play the Steelers.
All right, so then I guess I don't feel so bad. If they can confuse a very good college football linebacker, then they can certainly confuse an average fan like myself. So going to your team, the Syracuse Orangemen, the football team, you guys recently won the Pinstripe Bowl. That was one of the biggest wins in Syracuse football in quite some time. One of the most exciting finishes in all the bowl games. So what was it like to play at Yankee Stadium? Was it just another game, or did it feel a little more special that you were in Yankee Stadium?
Just the overall game felt special to me. It didn't matter if we played in Alaska, you know. So just the whole overall game to me felt special, just for the simple fact that we worked so hard for 5 years, and for us to make a bowl game was something special. But just playing in Yankee Stadium, you know, I got to sit in Jorge Posada's locker. I got to see the whole, all of the facilities and things. So it was something special because I grew up actually watching the Yankees. I always liked the Yankees, even though I'm a Philly fan. They beat us a couple years ago, but always liked the Yankees. So it was something special to be there and play there.
All right, and also, you know, winning the game 36-34. Delonte Carter, running back, had 198 yards in that game. He's the third all-time leading rusher in your school's history. Tell us what makes him such a special running back.
I mean, DeMond is a one-of-a-kind person, you know. I think that he was probably one of the best backs that we faced all year, and we only faced him in practice. So I couldn't imagine playing him on the game field, you know. He approaches everything just with the winning mentality. You know, he came back from an injury, possibly a career-ending injury, and he just showed perseverance through it all, came out and had a good senior year. He's like a small muscle, you know, sort of a muscle, and when you hit him, it's like hitting a train.
So when you faced him in practice, can you tackle him? Be honest.
We have our battles. We have our battles. Sometimes he wins, sometimes I win. But I think that at the end of the day, I pick me.
Okay, all right, good. Talking a little smack here. And talking about another running back, Dan Thomas, K-State back. He had a 51-yard score on the second play from scrimmage. How did you guys manage to weather that early storm? Because, I mean, that's got to be a devastating blow when it's less than 13 minutes to go and you're already down by 7 points. How did you manage that storm?
We just came back to the sideline and told everybody to stick together. You know, we had four quarters of a football game. A football game is not decided by one play. You know, it's decided by a bunch of plays. So just play every other play at the best of your ability. We ran up the score. They ran up the score, you know. It was a hard game for the defense on both sides. But at the end, you know, I think that our team came together well and came out and played a heck of a football game.
In a shootout like that, is that a game that the defense hates to play in? I mean, do you burn the tape from that kind of a game, or is it because, I mean, it's an exciting game to watch from a fan's point of view, but how about for a defense?
Man, you hit the nail right on the head. The crowd loved the game, but as far as the defense, man, we hated it, you know. So they put up a lot of yards on us, and we just didn't like the feeling, but to get the win was something tremendous, and it was just a once-in-a-lifetime experience for me.
And the biggest play of the game, K-State had the touchdown to cut the lead to 2, and then an unsportsmanlike touchdown celebration, 15-yard penalty. K-State had to attempt a 2-point conversion at the 18-yard line. And I know the call benefited you guys, but looking back on it, do you think that was the right call to be made?
I mean, hey, I can't call it, you know. I'm not sure if it was things before that led up to him calling that call. So I really can't call it. That's not really my job. But, I mean, the ref called it. He saw something wrong with the play. Maybe he warned him before and told him not to do it, and he did it again. So I'm not sure as to, like, what happened on that. But, hey, it happened, and we came out with the win. So I'm happy.
So you'll take it, definitely. Okay, so looking at your personal statistics here, the tackles that you've compiled, it went up each year. What's the key to improving each year from your freshman year to your senior year? Every season you had more tackles than the year before.
I don't know, just becoming more comfortable. You know, I actually was able to play 1 year. My first year was my first year and my only year under the last coach, Coach Robinson, under his defense. So I played a different position as well. I played Sam linebacker that year. And then in the next year, a new regime came in, so we got a new D coordinator. That was my first year playing Mike linebacker. And I also got hurt, I believe, the seventh game of the season. So my tackles weren't as high because I only played 10 games that year. And this year I got to play the full season, and I was more comfortable at the Mike linebacker position.
All right, and I also noticed that you make a lot of plays there, forced fumbles. You had 3 forced fumbles in each of the two previous seasons, and you also had a 60-yard interception against Cincinnati. How do you have a knack for making these kinds of plays on the football?
I don't know. I think me and my wheel linebacker, Doug Holt, we always joke about playing a running back position and being able to anticipate where the running backs will go or some of the offensive plays. I guess that I just got a knack for the football and can sometimes just visualize where the running back is going, visualize the cutback lane, and get there before they do.
Now, I saw the highlights there, Darrell. I'm going to have to rag on you a little bit because with the 60-yard interception return, you got caught from behind, and you're a former running back. How'd that happen, man? You got caught from behind.
Man, we had a 14-play drive. I'm not going to lie. I was out of gas by the time I got there. Not going to lie.
Well, hey, 60 yards, I'm sure that the D coordinator would take that any day of the week. So definitely a big play there against Cincinnati because they were driving and you definitely stopped the drive. So also want to ask you about the two-time Big East All-Academic team you've made in the last couple of years. What does that mean to you in terms of your accomplishments on and off the field?
It's something special. You know, just to bring that home to my mother and see her have a smile on her face from that is something special. That's definitely an honor. I think it's a tribute to the hard work I put on the field and as well as off the field. So it's an honor to me and to my family because I represent them as well when I go to Syracuse University.
And you're about to complete your master's degree in advertising. So I guess the next appropriate question is how are you going to advertise yourself to the NFL?
Hey, man, I'm going to go in there and show my work ethic. Hopefully they've seen on film that I can play and just do what I do and go out there and show them that I can play ball.
And something that you're definitely going to have to overcome is the lack of size. You're listed here at 6'1", 235. So how do you get rid of that stigma in terms of just saying, hey, listen, I don't care about the size. I can still play this game. So I'd definitely be an asset to any team. How do you get rid of that stigma?
Just go out there and play my game, you know. I've played with this size my whole college career, and I've been pretty successful with it. You know, in the NFL, they have bigger guys. Well, I guess I'll get a little bigger and take on those bigger guys and just go out there and be the person I am.
And we've noticed that you've played a lot of different positions in your career, linebacker, D-end, running back also. What position did you want to play as a kid? Did you see yourself becoming a middle linebacker, or maybe you thought you'd be a running back at this point?
I never seen myself playing linebacker at all, you know. Out of high school, I came out as a running back. That's the dream position for almost anybody, that and quarterback, because you get all the glory. But on defense, I think that I found my spot, you know. The Mike linebacker is kind of like the quarterback of the defense, so gives you a lot of responsibility, but it also gives you a lot of glory when you make the tackle. So I think I found my own. I never pictured being a Mike linebacker, though, until actually they bought me an offer and told me I was going to play it. So it worked out for the better.
And we are talking with Darrell Smith, former linebacker for the Syracuse Orange Men. And before we let you go, Darrell, tell us a little bit about who your favorite players were and who helped you mold your game in terms of going to the next level, trying to make it at the NFL?
Actually, my favorite linebacker is John Beeson. You know, he's a shorter guy. He's quick. I think I'm a pretty quick linebacker. You know, he can avoid the blockers, get to the ball pretty fast. And that's kind of who I tried to mold my game after when I was younger and in college. So definitely John Beeson is my favorite linebacker right now.
Wow, I thought you were going to go with Keith Bullock, but you're not showing any orange pride at all. You're going with Beeson.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stick with Beeson, man.
Wow, that is breaking news. But definitely want to thank you for the time, Darrell, and best of luck making an impact at the NFL level.
Thank you.
All right, that was Darrell Smith, linebacker, Mike linebacker, among other positions, many other positions that he's played in the college football ranks, now trying to make an impact in the NFL as we approach the NFL draft coming up this April. And this has been a production of NFLDraftBible.com. I was your host, Robert Brewer, a.k.a. Football Rob, signing off.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.